What have we basically accepted as normal? Normal is only ordinary, mediocre. Life belongs to the rare, exceptional individual who dares to be different. We have to realize that normal is actually dysfunctional. Every 33 seconds, somebody dies from cardiovascular disease and somebody else has a heart attack every 40 seconds. What is my different approach to stress? Your body doesn't know the difference. Real and perceived stress. Our body is a cup and has a certain capacity to handle stress. And as more water continues to flow in, if there's no holes to allow it to flow out, it overflows. We have arguments about stress, how much is good, how much is not. I don't want to go off of opinions, emotions, or feelings. I want to go off of data. It's not about more information. It's about being able to apply the information in a personalized way that means something for you. To manage the stress that your body is having, to adapt to holistically, so your body can be in rhythm.
This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Own It Show. And if you know, we've got The Power of Ownership coming out in a mere 5 weeks. It's getting so close and we are so excited. But what I've been doing is I've been going live on Instagram as well as recording these podcasts that go live every Thursday to really give you an in-depth look at what the Power of Ownership book is all about, helping you understand what is inside this book so that it is going to change your life and ultimately help us on the quest of eliminating chronic illness in this country, because that's what Own It stands for. We want to redeem the health of the world, and we're starting in our own backyard with the United States, taking that chronic illness rate from 71% down below 50% by 2030. You've heard it from me, and I continue to be bullish on that. And so last week, I gave you a full overview of what was happening within the book, The Power of Ownership. And if you're interested in pre-ordering it, you can still get all the bonuses right up until April 23rd on that launch date at thepowerofownershipbook.com, thepowerofownershipbook.com. But today I'm diving into chapter one and chapter two. And so today, when we think about chapter one, I go from normal to different. And something I start with, and I'm going to read this quote, is what is normal? Normal is only ordinary, mediocre. Life belongs to the rare, exceptional individual who dares to be different. And so really what I do in this book, in the first chapter, is I show what is the uniqueness of normal. What have we basically accepted as normal? It's normal to work to the point of exhaustion. It's normal to lack consistency. It's normal to lose control of your body when you get married and have kids. It's normal to gain weight after you leave college. It's normal to live like everyone else around you because you're too busy to learn about your body. It's normal to be overwhelmed and have anxiety. It's normal to have no energy. But ultimately, we have to realize that normal isn't healthy. We have to realize that normal is actually dysfunctional, and we've become used to this dysfunction. We've accepted this dysfunction. And as soon as you do what you've known as normal, that is the moment that you lose control. That is the moment that you lose the power. That's the moment that you literally become the victim, or you become at the mercy of a person, place, or thing. And so that has always been the mission, is making sure that we can give you back the power. Because once the water main is shut off, once the engine won't turn over, once the simple conveniences that you've had in your life become interrupted, it's then that you know the truth, that you ultimately have been living a life that has been out of your control. And that's what we want to give you back, is we want to give you back that control. And so when we highlight what normal actually looks like, we know what the symptoms of normal look like, but what has the outcomes been? Well, the outcomes have been heart disease is the leading cause of death for both men and women, increasing at a rate of 50% over the past 30 years. Every 33 seconds, somebody dies from cardiovascular disease and somebody else has a heart attack every 40 seconds. 60% of the United States have chronic illness. 40% of adults have more than two forms: diabetes, heart disease, cancer, chronic lung disease, type 3 diabetes, which is Alzheimer's, chronic kidney disease. All of these things are chronic illnesses, and more than 40% of the population in the United States have two or more. So these are all outcomes of what we've considered normal. And so often we have this argument of whose normal is better. And we're having the wrong conversation. It's not about whose normal is better. It's about changing the conversation, going from what is normal to ultimately what is different. Because when we define different, it's meaning partially or unlike in nature and form or quality or not the same. Partially or totally unlike in nature, form or quality, not the same. And so for me, different is a sacred word. I would even go as far to say it's a word equal to holy for me. The opposite of normal. Different is something to be desired. It's something that we were basically designed off of. It's how we need to live. If you think about some of these other things of what different kind of pulls us to, championship teams are built differently. The best athletes in the world go about their business differently. The most successful entrepreneurs operate differently. And thus we have to take ownership of different and do things differently. And so as I go through this in chapter one and I highlight the difference between what normal is, and then I show you what the opposite of different is, that is when we start to get into a really opposite or a real big opportunity in order to win. Because we have a different mindset. We have a different heart set. We different have a different way in which we can live, which creates different outcomes. And I put these two words on dichotomy. Normal, different, reactive, proactive, common, uncommon, average, excellence, what the world says, what your body says, life by default, life by design, earned illness, earned health, guessing, customized. And so this is what we go through in chapter one. And really, I take you on a journey of what is normal and what is different. And then we go into chapter two, which dives deeper into that normal and different and really goes, okay, now I want different. Like, I understand I want different, Justin. I understand this is where I want to be. But what is my different approach to stress? What does this actually look like? Why does this matter? And we break down how the body handles stress. Mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, your body doesn't know the difference. Real and perceived stress, the body doesn't know the difference. Positive or negative, the body doesn't know the difference. And a past, present, and future, the body doesn't know the difference. And so when we realize that our body doesn't know the difference between these stressors, is it's no longer acceptable to operate in normal because we now have our eyes opened. And so I really dive deep into a couple examples to help make stress simple, easy, and accessible to understand, giving you actionable insights as to like my four quadrant system: stress, regeneration, recovery, burnout, and ultimately, what does it look like to live in ownership? Giving you an example of what it looks like when we actually start seeing a cup example, that our body is a cup. It has a certain capacity to handle stress. And as more water continues to flow in, if there's no holes to allow it to flow out, it overflows. And that overflow is ultimately what causes to the creation, the formation of symptoms. Because chronic stress creates chronic deficiencies, creates chronic symptoms, which we've considered normal, which creates chronic illness. And so I take you on this journey. I make it so easy to understand what's actually happening when it comes to stress so that we can take ownership of it and live differently. And then helping you and just starting to touch on it, just starting to get into what does an N of one solution looks like. Because everybody talks about stress. We have arguments about stress. How much is good? How much is not? What should you do? What shouldn't you do? How much should you stress yourself from a chosen stress versus what should you not push yourself in? When is a good time to push yourself for stress? I don't want to go off of opinions, emotions, or feelings. I want to go off of data. If data drives direction, if data determines decisions, it's an N of one solution. It's how is my body adapting to stress? How is your body adapting to stress? And if I can empower you to understand that, ultimately, you will understand what you need to do. Because, and I'll finish with this last paragraph. It's not about more information. It's about being able to apply the information in a personalized way that means something for you, to be able to manage the stress that your body is having, to adapt to holistically so your body can be in rhythm. The way to start to do that is by educating and empowering yourself so you can make a different decision with confidence and live a life by design. That is what you're going to get out of the first two chapters. You are going to truly be enlightened. You're going to have a step forward like you've never had before, and you are going to feel like you are in control for the first time. You're going to feel like you have agency for the first time. You will go from seeing stress and looking away to now ultimately not being able to unsee what you now know and understand. Because it's not about knowing, it's about understanding. And when I can help you understand something, that is true wisdom. And wisdom is what lights us up inside. Wisdom is what gives us life. And that's what we're striving for. So guys, that's what we're going to dive into in the Power of Ownership book. If you're interested in getting the pre-orders, they stop doing pre-orders on the 23rd of April when we officially launch. And we're in a big push right now. Super excited. If you go to thepowerofownershipbook.com, you can get all of the bonuses. You can get all of the early access to my live events that you'll have there. And I can't wait to just see everybody get this book into their hands and really take action in a powerful way. Thepowerofownershipbook.com. Can't wait till next week when we go through chapters 3 and 4. Go own it. Because remember, success is different. So own your different. And we'll see you guys next week.